Welcome to the latest episode of Easy with Francesi. It's been a while. It's been 4 weeks. There's been some delays in getting together to talk with the big man. We're going to have recaps of our training. It'll be interesting to hear how we've done. And following that, we'll have a discussion, deep dive discussion on strength training. So, Richard, how are you? How's everything?
I mean, I'm doing well, thanks, Damien. I'm doing well. My running doesn't say the same thing, but I am personally doing great.
That's good. That's good. Do you want to give us the lowdown on the last 4 weeks of your training? What's happened?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think last time I spoke to you, I was still running. But a week after we spoke, I went for a run on a Wednesday. So I had a little bit of a niggle in my right calf that didn't seem like something I was used to. So I was like, this is probably a little bit of a cramp or something. I'm not really accustomed to getting those in my calf. So anyway, Wednesday I went for a run, and within about a mile, it started cramping even more. And I thought, actually, no, I can't run on this. So I walked back. And yeah, I think I pulled my calf. So I haven't run since then. And I think in the immediate aftermath, probably the week after, the biggest change was something as simple as walking down the steps. An angle of my ankle, the wrong rotation, something as simple as that. It's like, oh, shooting pain. Was not going to jump on my toes. So I think I had a small pull of my calf. I was good enough to walk. So the week after, I kept walking, and I have walked around on purpose to sort of keep myself active. It's not training per se, but so that's one thing that's a bit of a downer. On the plus side, I cycled yesterday, and I still have been moderately active, but running right now has been on the back seat, and I'm hoping I'll be able to probably the next 7 days have something.
So how is it? Has it improved, or do you think it's kind of the same, or?
It's improved from that first week where I got pains doing normal daily activities. I had some cramps last night, I think maybe in reaction to the cycling. There was a weird point probably a week and a half ago where both my calves were sore. So I think it might actually be a radiculopathy thing. So some nerve problems because it's bilateral. I haven't done any core work, so that's on me. But it could be a mixture of nerve pain with actually pulling something properly. So I've done that before. I've got into the cycle where I had the sort of shooting pain from sciatica or whatever it was called formerly, and that turned into an actual calf tear. So I think it's not as serious as that, but my motivation level is now 36 and not the same as when I was 23, So
I mean,
and neither is my recovery time, but certainly not my I'm not in the gym
okay.
right now.
So, in terms of your recovering or returning to running from this, I think you alluded to it's a combination of managing it with some like core, like I guess some trunk work, doing some sort of gym work. But is there anything else you can do to progress towards or take steps
Yeah.
towards returning to running?
Yeah, the other thing is going to be working my lower back and glutes again. So if it is anything to do with core, like I've used my massage gun on my obliques and on my hip, and that's made a big difference. It's not been as consistent as it perhaps needs to be, but that's one piece of the puzzle, just making sure my trunk and the middle area of my body is moving well, because I'm still sitting a lot. And the biggest challenge was probably going, I had to fly for work. About 2 weeks ago, travel for a while, and that really kind of stopped me. I was all ready to go to the gym at the hotel and do all these things, but other than the work being really a lot, the travel in that plane was a bit of a pain. So there's a way back. I'll be fine. I think I just need a bit. I just need a bit more space to mentally sort of prepare and plan.
All the sitting is never a great thing in terms of Yeah, recovering from injury and just giving you some mobilization. This, you're saying that the nervous system and the muscles, everything gets tight. So movement is the key there. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Richard. Hope you can return to running soon.
I can and I will, so it's just a matter of time. But
Time for certain.
how about you, Damien? How have things been?
Well, yeah, the last time we talked, I was waiting for, I think I'd just seen the doctor and he had referred me for an ultrasound. Said it would be 2 weeks. I wasn't counting on 2 weeks. I was expecting it to be longer and it has been longer. I still haven't had the appointment. So I decided to, I think I changed my mind from taking 2 to 3 weeks off to just taking 6 weeks off completely from running, just to rule out any sort of stress reaction, any stress issue. So it's been a month and a bit now. So no, it's 5 weeks actually. 5 weeks. Yeah, 5 weeks. So next week will be 6 weeks. If I get the scan, I'll have the scan just to see if there is anything going on there. I've jogged a tiny bit just because at school when teaching lessons, I've jogged. I've actually gone over hurdles slowly, and that's not caused any problems, which is probably a little bit foolish, but it's also given me at least, yeah, there's been no problems doing that. So I'm hoping, I'm just going to wait 6 weeks that I can start to gradually pick up. I think I was ill in between the time we talked, so I lost a week of training. But other than that, my cross training's been pretty good. My strength in the gym is pretty good. Like the calves, soleus is still, I've retained the strength I developed over that 2 months where I was consistently in the gym, which is a good sign. And yeah, it's nice to see that you the work you put in doesn't just completely go away. There is some residual strength and then kind of the bar's raised. So yeah, I mean, other than that, I'm not I changed my tact in the gym a bit in terms of I was doing a lot of low level aerobic stuff because I was spending a lot of time in the gym and I've kind of reverted to doing more slightly more quality. So probably would say it's kind of top end aerobic, not top end aerobic, but yeah, it's kind of that marathon effort stuff. So I'm in the gym for a little bit less, but I'm doing more intervals and more higher end aerobic work. So it's nice weather here as well. I don't want to be inside. I'm cycling a bit more. So yeah, it's good. I've kind of got used to not running, which is a bit worrying, but I still do want to run again. So yeah, we'll see in a couple of weeks if I can start to jog again and see if there's any reactions and go from there. But hopefully I have the scan soon. I'm going to chase them up as public healthcare when there's a backlog from COVID doesn't help. So yeah, it's good. It's good. Just waiting to I've set the foundations to run again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess it sounds like you're still able to train even if it's not running. So that's a big plus. And a couple of things you mentioned about your calf soleus still being in good shape are things to be happy with. So it's always hard to sort of find things when you're going through long periods of not running that you can look at and say, I've done well there, or I've got something to take from this, because so used to being associated with like a running-esque activity.
Absolutely. So yeah, I've kept the routine of training, and there is some improvement in strength. My trunk is still not strong, particularly strong. I'm trying to do more on that, but it's always a case of you've got to get the balance right. You can do too much, and then you've got to rest. I'm trying like small amounts more often than kind of lots of set.
Do you find that you're still following a cadence through the week with training, or is it every day going to the gym? It's the same sort of thing, Because you know, when you're running, you've got your hard days, you've got your easy days, you've got your long run, you've got your recovery days. Are you putting that into practice in the gym, or is it just go to the gym each time and do some stuff and leave?
Good question. Yeah, so I think what I found was when I was doing more, maybe I was doing more strength training as well. I suddenly was quite tired quite a bit, and that was often doing. I was maybe doing 2 to 3 double days in the week, and I think some of that was just junk training. It wasn't like my heart rate was quite low. It was 115, 120. It wasn't particularly high. So I'm trying to. I do interval training at least twice a week, so my heart rate's up at 150 plus, which on a, I'm not outside, I'm on stationary machines, is okay. So I get two interval sessions a week, and then the rest is kind of either easy or top end steady stuff. So there's like cycling, I just go out and ride. It's not, I don't force it. So yeah, generally speaking, yeah, I'm not doing like long. I don't do a long run equivalent, so I can't be bothered. I just get the rides will be that when I start doing more riding. So yeah, generally speaking, yeah, there is some pattern, but more of it's also just kind of spontaneous, how I feel as well, how work's been. So yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Right. Okay. So we've a recap of our training, or lack of running anyway, but there's been some training. We're going to go on now to our deep dive training talk, and that is on strength training. And is it in vogue? Has it been a bit of a topical point with running recently and in the last decades or so? But I guess it's the top athletes are always doing strength training. Like, what do we define by strength? It's the ability to your body to move against resistance. And what I look at strength training traditionally was to do a lot of body weight stuff when I was a younger athlete, and even to my earlier stages of my senior running career. So a lot of body weight stuff, generally like high reps to replicate the running, so 3 sets of 15, something like that. And that I stuck with that for quite a long time, so I didn't really do any focused strength conditioning. But I did when maybe in my early 30s, I went to a strength and conditioning coach, and there, I learned to do squats, deadlifts, lots of global lifts, but with proper technique. And it's hard. There's so many variables running coincided with my best kind of running period in terms of times and performance and consistency of training. So there was there. And I wouldn't put that just solely down to strength training, but I found that, yeah, doing those sort of lifting to fatigue or something like between 8 to 10 sets, the third set, the last few reps have been pretty hard to move the weight towards resistance. To really help my strength, my running, and it made me a bit more robust. So, the athletes I coach, I do prescribe strength training, but I don't prescribe anything with when we're lifting heavy weights, because especially if I don't see them that often, I think it's better off an expert reviews and oversees that. Someone that can see correct form and enable this reduces the risk of injuries. But definitely, like, but body weight stuff is really, really useful, and I would definitely prescribe that for younger athletes, developing athletes. Richard, I'll let you come in.
Yeah, I think I make one kind of distinction. I think you already alluded to difference between training for remedial exercises, strength work, whatever, versus strength work for performance. I think, if I go down the route of strength work for performance, I think bringing an actual strength coach is something that could be, at least if it's just a short set of interactions, incredibly informative for everybody. So my experiences as an athlete, I think, were I think they were interesting in the groups I was with. So I got injured within the first year of running, and I basically started doing remedial exercises, and it turned into strength work, as I would describe it. You know, there was a lot of work that was no longer about an injury, but actually it was about just conditioning, general conditioning. I think I carried that through all my running, and it's very much when I ran consistently well, I was doing strength work. I was doing squats, I was doing core work, calf work, hamstrings, everything, all body stuff. But it was never as specific as I think I've seen as a coach, where when I was coaching sprinters, there were strength coaches in the gym doing, you know, deadlifts, cleans, all sorts of dynamic exercises. And I've seen that be profound when you go down to the faster races, you know, for top end speed stuff. But that's certainly out of my comfort zone as a coach. But like you, you know, I would talk about doing body weight exercises with athletes, drills, all sorts of things that are conditioning based, but outside of the realm of a strength coach.
Yeah, and the point there about body weight stuff as well is that it's you can get so much, you can get quite a lot from mastering body weight exercises. So an example is that I couldn't squat properly, as in both heels on the ground, bum below the knees. I couldn't squat properly in my early 20s because I either had just poor ankle mobility, poor glute strength. Or hips, I couldn't do it properly. So it took me just practice and practice to be able to do that properly. So that's an example of, I think some athletes are guilty of trying to load and lift heavily without mastering the basics. And you can, you can get a lot from just being able to do your body weight. Can you do three sets of 15 calf raises with control without adding weight? And some athletes can't do that. So, yeah, that's a great way to like make sure you like progressively develop your strength.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about strength work in practice. So I've advised people where they've done strength work and they've had somebody with them in a gym, one-on-one, doing strength work, and then we would discuss it, talk about it, and yeah, they've seen a lot of benefit from that. But it's a long-term procedure, right? And they've also run into, you know, setbacks that are specifically related to the strength work. You know, you get a ping your adductor because in the gym, you're just doing exercises, then balancing strength work with the fatigue you get as an athlete. That takes somebody who's been running for 7 or 8 years and has only really done a few exercises here and there to manage an injury. And then you switch to doing strength work, you know, where you work with somebody and you do that. There's a real rebalancing act to manage the fatigue you get from the training. Because you're going to have to let some of that go and say, I'm not going to train as hard running wise, and rebalance it into strength work and make a new sort of baseline. That is a really difficult step. So what I've found a lot of in practice is you essentially just do remedial work to manage things as they come along. If I look back at my running, I would say that's how mine mostly sort of proceeded. But the times when I did do strength work, I completely underestimated the amount of impact it had. Things like finishing a 300-meter race, speed work was a whole different kettle of fish then. But I've persistently see the challenge of, well, I want to run a long run 2 hours on a Sunday and then go to the gym in the evening. It's like that is a very, very difficult thing to do if you have full-time work or if you're not used to the fatigue from being in the gym versus the fatigue from doing a run or anything running related. That is a challenging transition, but well worth it if you manage well.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Richard. And I guess it's the timing and when you start to develop this. And I mean, ideally, you do it in the off season if you have an off season, or do it in that period when you're perhaps not doing a lot of quality work. When maybe your training is there isn't a lot of high intensity. Big volume stuff, but I think yeah, it's trying to balance it out. But
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's sometimes used as an excuse because I think that strength training should be persistent. So all year round, except just like sessions, you do long runs. I mean, they some
No,
there are
yeah.
nuances to it, but it's about putting in something where. Here's another way. Here's another kind of a gateway
Yeah.
exercise is doing it, doing drills, a thorough set of drills before every session. If you're doing that 3 times a week, if you're younger, or twice a week plus one other when you're just doing an easy run, that is a really big step, which I think a lot of people even fail to do that. So just the skills around coordination is number one. Then it's strength. And I remember when I was training here in America, but not as seriously. And this is a different group of athletes, really. They're nowhere near as serious. And they did train. They trained different. They're multi-sport athletes. There was a lot of strength work after a session. It wasn't some profound eyeballs, let's just lift huge weight. It was body weight strength work, but with a little bit of fatigue, as well balanced, that actually has a huge stimulus as well. So I think the big thing is the discussion to say, if we want to do strength work, how
Yeah.
does it truly fit persistently into a training schedule?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
how.
I didn't mean, yeah, I think what I didn't mean you'd only do it in the off season, but it's kind of, you can start to implement it so that it becomes a routine. And maybe there'd be, I think, especially if you do get into lifting heavily, that needs to be periodized, to not, yeah. So that you are, whenever your competitive phases, you've got into a routine and you've lifted your kind of your max, and then it's kind of a leveling off and a bit of a balancing act then. But so no, I tell you the point you made about, yeah, doing strength work after sessions. Yeah, that's a really good point. And having that fatigue, yeah, that's a real way of being, yeah.
The other thing I've seen that was an eye opener. So, I guess, a lot of people listening here will be distance runners. So when I was coaching sprinters for a couple of years, strength work was a warm up sometimes. Getting in the gym and doing some cleans, some dynamic lifts, that was a warm up to go out and do some speed work. I don't know how acceptable that is in the mind of a distance runner, but the second piece is the fatigue and the stimulus you get from strength work is very different. At least if you're doing like I'm in a gym doing heavy Olympic lifting or some sort, is very different to a track session or a long run or a study run, and that mentality is a really big shift, because you don't always come out of it feeling exhausted. I think there's a lot to be said for priming movement patterns when you're doing speed work. And we'd usually do it as drills when we're doing distance work, which is why I think the point about make sure you're doing a comprehensive set of drills as a warm-up, let alone as a standalone set of total drills or something in the session. That is a precursor because it's also more specific because it's still running movements or accentuating those. And I think strength work is an extension of that. I think it came into my training in a meaningful way when I was about 20, 21. And I would say that's probably later than it needs to be. But just culturally, even if you're doing strength work as a marathoner, I'm sure you'll have resistance, no pun intended, from people saying, "Oh, why are you doing strength work?"
Yes,
Unless.
this is coming on to the, they're going to come into the myths of yeah, oh, don't do strength training because you're going to put on lots of muscle. And even though to put on lots of muscle, you need to eat lots. And the calorific expenditure from most runners, it's impossible to bulk up. So I think we could go off. I mean, I think it's important to also, that the purpose also the strength training we do is to improve the recruitment of muscle fibers. So it's not necessarily improving the size, increasing the size of the muscle. It's improving the ability of the muscle, those muscles groups to recruit muscle fibers, the firing pattern. And the second thing I wanted to say as well is that the a lot of the I don't think it all needs to be, but it does, the movements do need to be, should there should be some resemblance to the running pattern. So single leg exercise. And I'm not saying double leg movements are obsolete or not worth it. But there should be a balance with doing single leg exercises. And thirdly was that you said a few times about the link between strength and power. And some of the strength training should be power based as well, in that you can progress to doing slightly lighter weights, but in a faster and more powerful movement. Be that be hip thrust quickly, step ups quickly, something that loads the muscle, that or loads the running muscles, like we talk about the posterior chain in the way that it would when you run.
Yeah, and I think my experiences when I was in Oregon for a short time around middle distance runners doing proper strength work was that they quickly diverge from what people would consider traditional strength work as a distance runner. So, as you say, one-legged exercises with a bar, it really is accentuated movement patterns. So I think there's a lot that's very nuanced, that if you just go and look it up and talk to a generic strength trainer, there's a lot of nuance that I think a very experienced elite coach would have, in addition to, somebody who does not so much bodybuilding, but just generic strength work, like across a trainer in a gym. Because I think there's a lot of subtlety in running at that level. So I got to see that. The other thing I found effective for myself. And for when you delve into this, there's so much that you could do. It's limiting what your expectations of what you should do. So, for example, six or seven exercises, and don't try and do everything on. I got into this poor habit of going to the gym late in the evening after all the training's done, and spending 2 to 2.5 hours in the gym, and half of that time I was lying down, falling asleep. So it's inefficient, and it's the risk of hurting yourself in that situation is really high. So yeah, and it's like, yeah.
I think there's something I've gone away from as well, is that again, I maybe used to do two sessions of 45 minutes to an hour, and it's quite mentally fatiguing to do that. So I've tried to kind of compromise with just going and do, two sets, two exercises focus on 3 times, 3, 4 times a week. So overall, you get the exercises done, but they're not in that sort of condensed two long sessions, which yeah, as you know, we're running for at least 30, 45 minutes most of the time anyway, and to go and then do that on top of a run or a session is quite a lot. I think we've covered the basics or the foundation strength training. I'm sure, yeah, we could talk for quite a bit longer, but hopefully it's given the listeners a good insight. Oh, Richard, you want to? Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess from that, what would be your take homes from all of this discussion about self work?
Yeah, I definitely would be that you start with body weight exercise. Oh, one thing I do want to say before I forget, actually, so we'll work back. And I think we said with one is that we're very much performance based, and especially if you're racing, you like to see your times come down or your fitness improve. So with strength training, one thing that I found that really motivated me is I recorded everything I did, so that I see whether it's deadlift, whatever it is, 50K in April. There is some sort of progression, not necessarily, but it gives you an idea. But also have almost just have a baseline of tests that you do once or twice a year. And that could just be press ups to fatigue, push ups to fatigue, or calf raises to fatigue. I think most runners should be doing 30 to 40 without fatigue on a single leg. So yeah, it's measuring the progress. Other take homes would be that you would start with the basics first, master the basics first. If you do want to lift heavier, see someone, a specialist, someone that can oversee and watch the technique. And a coach is really good at trying to implement that in a periodic, periodized manner, so that you can fit into your training all year round. But as you said, it's not too many exercises as well, as you said, Richard. So maybe focus on some key exercises that you Maybe it's an area that you are weak in, or you know that's an area of weakness. Richard.
Yeah, so for me as an athlete, I think the most successful times I've had have been mixed with doing strength work. It didn't have to be elaborate, but it's always been there. And it's been there at least twice a week. The second thing is that there is a trade-off. There's a real trade-off between running without strength work, running with strength work, and where your fatigue is and what you have to be comfortable doing. That transition, I think, can be very difficult for athletes if they're well into their running career, and there can be a lot of resistance. So I think realizing that it doesn't always feel the same is a big step to having it be in there successfully. But I think it's essential if you want to run towards your best performance wise, and it's actually really rewarding when you do, because often I have found that it was a lot easier than I thought it should be to get the gains from it. So.
Yes, yeah, it's the consistency of you.
I'll add one thing about my experience coaching sprinters is that I have seen athletes incapable of doing the other training, the running, the racing, the endurance work, without a good, robust strength program. I've seen them just fall to pieces injuries-wise. So that's a slightly different, that's different to running in the 1500 or the marathon, anything between those ranges. But I've seen it be so important. So I realized that there's something for everybody here.
Absolutely. Okay. Thanks, Richard. Thanks for your insight. Hopefully, listeners have had a good deep dive into strength training, and there'll be lots of take homes there for you to implement into your training. But Richard, it's been a pleasure again. Hope that you can get back on the running scene, and hopefully, I will be jogging or doing some sort of running as well for the next time we speak. But thank you, Richard. Been a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
Thanks, Damien. Bye.
Cheers.